Hello, Nukite Bliss listeners. I am Jade, again, your host, and thanks for tuning in again. I'm doing this podcast a little spontaneously, kind of how talking about spontaneity in my last episode, doing this spontaneously, mainly because I had no idea what I wanted to talk about for the podcast today. I'm trying to put these out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That may not happen all the time. It may just be like a Monday, Friday or Monday, Wednesday, but trying to do it somewhat consistently. And I just couldn't think of anything that I could talk about. But I was kind of sitting out on the back of my back deck here at my house in North Carolina. And, you know, I was just kind of thinking, getting some alone time, and I got a lot of inspiration from it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about alone time. So that's basically what I'm going to talk about. But yeah, it's been a crazy weekend. It was my drill weekend. So as I talked about in the last podcast, but drill weekends are always incredibly busy for me. Basically have zero time to even check my phone while I'm there working, but it was a good drill weekend. I like that it keeps me busy, keeps my mind occupied. But yeah, I did that. Flew home, had my first day back at work today, which wasn't as painful as I thought it would be, especially since I'm kind of on a break from homework a little bit. Basically done with that. But yeah, good day. Hope you guys' day was also good and is going to be good, since I'll be putting this out one Monday or Wednesday morning when you guys will be listening to this. But yeah, hope you guys' day goes well, or if you're listening to this at the end of your day, hope it went well. But yeah, this is going to be another short one. Just like I said, I wanted to keep these, 5 to 30 minutes anyway. But I want to talk about alone time. So I was sitting out on my back deck just thinking, really. I haven't been working out the past week, giving my body some rest time, because the running over the past few weeks has taken a toll on my body with the workouts I was doing that I talked about in an episode where I talked about low reps versus high weight and all that stuff and how it kind of messed with my body along with the running with my neighborhood. But yeah, I was sitting back there just kind of relaxing because I have a bunch of free time since I, you know, haven't been working out and didn't have much to do after work. So yeah, I was just sitting back there thinking. The sun basically had gone down. It's cool outside, and I've been getting into songwriting lately, and you know, making a list of songs and thinking about the songs that I have list on, like kind of how I'm going to create them when I get to them. And yeah, just sitting back there talking to myself, like I do. Just sitting back there talking to myself, it was just nice, kind of like I didn't have my phone out there, I didn't have my iPad watching anything, it was literally just me just sitting on a stool, just thinking, looking at my backyard, how I need to cut my grass soon, and really just kind of spending some alone time with my thoughts, but in a good way. Sometimes me being alone with my thoughts can be a bad thing, especially when I'm kind of going, you know, in my feels. But this was kind of one of the good things. I had just finished playing guitar, working on one of the songs that I'm working on, which I'm really excited about finishing and recording. I've never recorded a song, never really wrote a song, but I'm really excited about finishing this. But yeah, I just finished that, so I was feeling inspired and excited, and I was just sitting outside just kind of like trying to wind down for the day. And I was thinking more about songwriting, and I'm like, man, I just feel, you know, it was just nice kind of getting alone time without any phone or any distractions and just kind of being outside. And like I said, the sun kind of going down, but it was like, it wasn't pitch black. It was, you know, just setting. So it was nice and cool outside, not too hot. So it was just nice kind of being outside for one. There's a lot of health benefits to just being outside, being in the sun, but also just kind of like, it's quiet outside and kids weren't really playing outside today at this time. So it was just really quiet. And it was just really peaceful. And I think because of that, you know, peacefulness, I almost actually decided to meditate outside, but yeah, it was just really nice and peaceful. And I was able to kind of like think about my songs and without any distractions. So basically, reason I'm recording this is just saying how important it is to have a long alone time. you know, you go through your day, you're around a lot of people. For me, I spend a lot of time alone, but sometimes I'm not alone with my thoughts because I'm on my phone checking Instagram, or I'm texting someone, or, you know, if I get lucky, you know, talk to a friend on the phone, watching Netflix. So I'm alone or at work with all my coworkers, or talking to, you know, my doctor or something like that. So I'm alone a lot of the times, but sometimes I'm not really fully, like, my mind isn't at rest and doesn't have a chance, isn't, you know, thinking, which is, I kind of like, because at work I think all day. So I come home, and that's why I don't play video games. My therapy is like watching Netflix, because I don't have to think. I just get to watch and enjoy the show, and that's nice. But, you know, your brain's still kind of working. So the importance of alone time is to kind of allow your, it's kind of the same thing with practicing meditation. It allows your brain to kind of slow down without all this outside stimulus. So being able to spend time alone without your phone, without your iPad, your tablet, TV, any of that, just kind of being outside for those who can. Luckily, it's not winter months, but being outside and just being able to just relax your mind a little bit and get all this outside stimulus that can be affecting your brain away. And I found that today just really peaceful and really therapeutic for me today. I've had a rough go of it the past couple of months, and I've definitely gotten better since, I would say, the beginning of June, toward the end of a trip that I was taking. I, you know, just kind of got really down and everything, just because, like, doing a lot of stuff that I don't want to be doing, right? I'm in school to get my bachelor's, and I had to do schoolwork while I was at the vacation time with my friends who I want to spend time with, but I can't because I have this homework that I don't want to do. And, you know, they get to, you know, go home and be around my other friends. And, you know, I was really, you know, just sad and down, and it kind of escalated over the weeks and then the months, and, you know, being away from family hurts and everything too. But it took its toll over me, you know, from, you know, June, like I said, to, you know, now even. But I've definitely gotten better, and just being outside and just being able to kind of put everything away and just be at peace instead of having bad thoughts while I'm alone by myself was very nice. So I definitely, sometimes if you're in a bad place, it would be better to be around people and just kind of in an environment where you aren't alone with those bad thoughts. But, you know, when you get into a better place after you've had a good, you know, maybe you've had a good, you know, hangout session with some of your friends to get you out of that place, and then you're able to kind of put your phone away, not watch Netflix, not do anything, and just kind of just relax outside or relax in some sort of quiet place. And there's a lot of different benefits for getting alone time. A lot of successful people who recommend having alone time, a lot of them recommend it in the morning at the start of your day to, like, read or something like that, which is also good practice. But for me, I was just out there, I was thinking about something, but, you know, something that made me happy, and just in a really good environment and peaceful. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Just try to find some alone time for yourself to be at peace, whether it's what I was doing, where I was just sitting down thinking about songs that I want to write and song ideas, or sitting down in a quiet area, phone's not there, maybe reading a book, an actual paperback book, so you don't have to use your tablet. But tablet can be okay, I guess. But whether it's that, or it's meditation where, you know, you're closing your eyes and you're focusing on something, you're, you know, focusing on what you want your future to be like or something like that. So yeah, that's what I wanted to recommend. I kind of wanted to talk about the experience I just had, and, you know, I'm going to bed in a nice mood, but I wanted to just put this podcast out quick just to recommend and just kind of challenge you guys to schedule some alone time for yourself. I know it can be hard for people who have kids and things like that. I don't have any kids, thankfully. I have a lot of nieces and nephews that I very much love. But yeah, I don't have any kids, so I know having kids or a spouse can definitely, it can be hard to find that alone time. But I definitely think it's important, especially when you have kids, because of course you love them, but you shouldn't feel guilty or anything to take a little bit of alone time or me time to kind of get your mind right. Not only the reason I say it's good, especially if you have kids, because when you take that healthy alone time, you're going to be an even better parent because your mind is just going to be better. Because, you know, you're not going to be as quick to anger. And the reason I say that is when I've watched my nephews, trust me, I'm not comparing myself to any parents, but when I watch my nephews and nieces that I have, you know, sometimes I can, you know, get a little frustrated just because I'm not used to being a parent. But it usually helps if I, you know, am able to get some alone and quiet time, then I'm able to handle those little rascals a little bit better that I love to death. But yeah, that's all I wanted to get into today. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with your friends if you can. Just listening to a girl talk on a podcast. Better topics will be coming up later. Like I said, in the future, I definitely want to have guests on the podcast. Just haven't gotten to that yet. This is kind of just one of those things that are, you know, fun. I wanted to start something, and it's very therapeutic for me to do this. So I was like, I'm just going to start it and just start talking about things. So it's therapeutic for me. I hope you guys listening to me, you know, helps you learn something and helps you think about a couple of things. That's really kind of what I'm trying to do. But again, thanks for listening and have a fantabulous day.